Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I know all of us out there, we've got things to do, we're busy, we're traveling, we're doing things, but we always stop and we're concerned as pet parents about what about our pets? Who's going to care for our pets when we're on our trips? Well, I am happy to say we've got back with us Aaron Easterly from Rover.com. He's their CEO, and he really has a lot of great insights. And I asked him back today because I wanted to talk about specifically what makes a great pet sitter. So first off, Aaron, welcome back to the show. We really appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I've got that question all the time from people. Rob, you obviously are traveling. You're doing a lot of different things. Who takes care of your pets? And I always say the people that I trust with my pets are the most responsible I can find. You've kind of made that a lot easier with Rover.com. In your mind, what makes a responsible and great pet sitter?
So I think responsible captures it well. So there are certain aspects of being responsible that we look for. Is the person experienced? Do they understand the gravity of the trust that they're being given? Like, this is a living being that's part of the family. And do they view that as the number one priority versus, you know, their time or any money that they're making? So that's very important. And then there's a philosophy. One of the interesting things about pets, very similar to people raising children, is that there is incredible variation in terms of what people think is right or appropriate or the right way to raise a pet, the right way to raise a child. And what's really important from a pet sitter perspective is to actually defer to the owner's judgment on that. The key isn't a pet sitter treating their dog as they would their own dog. The key is, are they providing an environment that's consistent with the environment that the dog is used to and the wishes of the pet owner? And
absolutely.
If someone doesn't understand that part of the job, then they're not going to be an ideal person to leave your animal with.
I think the other important part is communicating with the pet owner, not only beforehand, but during that pet stay.
Totally. One of the things that we invested in from the very beginning was providing a platform to make that communication very easy. So through our mobile apps or website, the sitter can send photos and updates throughout the stay. A great pet sitter always errs on the side of more communication and early communication. So if a dog, for example, doesn't seem to be eating as it normally would, you know, a great pet sitter is someone that will communicate that to the dog owner early, not to raise alarms, but just to keep them abreast of the situation. Hey, you know, does your dog need some time to adjustment? If it's not eating, is that unusual? And so that early communication is really important, and that's why we spent a lot of effort facilitating communication during a stay.
Yeah, and it's easier more than ever with everybody having cell phones to take great photos and video and whatnot. It's so important that you are communicating that. It's the first thing that I know my family and I do when we get to someplace. Check the phone. Do we have messages? What's going on with our pets? And you guys have actually made that much easier for the pet sitters to do with Rover.com. And you've actually taken a step further. Share a little bit about that.
Sure. So we have a mobile app so people can share photos, conversations, give updates. And that's really important. It helps with peace of mind with the owner. But then we also take those photos during the stay and via our technology platform, convert them into a fun, beautiful music video. So the dog owner actually gets a video highlighting their dog's stay and the fun that their dog had. So it's just a great way of giving more color to your dog's experience while you're gone. You're not there. But it's a great way to actually have an owner feel like that they were there.
I think
it's
the
fun
other,
and useful.
The other great thing about that is we all come back from our trips with slideshows. Why shouldn't our pets have their own slideshow after a trip, right? I think that's great.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's their vacation too. they should be having a good time. And they should have their own highlights.
Exactly. Now, what does it cost? These days, what is it, the average, if you will? I know it's a ballpark, but what are you seeing out there cost-wise for pet sitters?
So we see the average price about $30 a night. And cities with very high cost of living, like, Manhattan, that may be a little bit more. In cities with lower cost of living, that may be a little bit less. There's a range. You see everything on the site from $10 to $15 up to, $70. But the vast majority of transactions are in the $25 to $35 range.
For those who are thinking, okay, so I get Rover.com is going to help me find that sitter, that qualified, that responsible sitter. How are they making money? Do I have to pay to join? Is there a membership fee, et cetera? Maybe, let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So the site's free to go use, to search, to contact people. There's no membership fee. When you find a sitter that you want to use and you decide to use them, that payment is through the site. And we take a very small percentage of the stay. So we get a portion of the transaction for the services we provide, but it's actually really nice. One of the things that's interesting about travel is you don't always have perfect information on when you're going to be traveling. So you're only paying when you need the service is a nice benefit for dog owners, and not having to pay just to access a list of names is also a nice benefit.
Yeah, it's nice to have that qualified and responsible review done beforehand, too, because you got so many things that jump on you these days to know, okay, this is a place I can go, I can feel comfortable, I can feel safe, they've got some extra insurance available to me. This is great. So really great setup there. For those who are a pet sitter or those who need a pet sitter, I strongly urge you, take a visit over to Rover.com. Aaron, thanks for taking the time with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. I love being part of your program.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.